15th of the 6th case of the morning, United States versus Denifal. Mr. Strang.
Thank you and good morning. If it pleases the court, I have the privilege this today to speak on behalf of Roger Santapaw. The grand jury charged Santapaw with distributing marijuana, that is to say cannabis sativa, under subsection D of the pertinent statute. Santapaw's trial judge invited the jury to convict upon proof of any species of marijuana containing THC. Subsection D speaks neither of other species nor of THC. So this $80 worth of green vegetable material raises the $64,000 question, and that's simply, does marijuana mean what Congress clearly said it means, and mean that only, or does it also mean what every court that matters here this morning, has said it also should mean? The government has all the case law that matters. As I say, I have the statute. At least I think I have the statute with me. And that $64,000 question, as
so
I say.
So this marrow, are you objecting to the instruction, or are you saying that your marrow, your client's marijuana was not cannabis sativa L?
I object to the instruction. That's the first issue, and then the second issue I presented is sufficiency of the evidence, which really goes forward even if this court continues to adhere to Lupo, to decision in Lupo, because my, you know, what happened here is the government failed even to lodge this green material in the genus cannabis, let alone any particular species within that genus. It also failed to exclude or to demonstrate that the three exhibits didn't consist of the excluded portions of the cannabis sativa plant. So really, it's the same question, but it's presented separately in both issues, jury instruction and sufficiency of the evidence. As to the jury instruction, and I think the briefs are clear on this, Judge Griesbach applied correctly this court's decision in Lupo. He got Lupo right, but in doing so, he got the law wrong. This is a statute, a definition of marijuana. It's not a wise one, but it's a clear one, I think, beyond serious argument. It's clear. And so really my objection to the jury instruction, and indeed to Lupo, because it's Lupo that's got to go. If Lupo doesn't, I have only sufficiency of the evidence to complain about. The objection to Lupo, and thus to a jury instruction that tracks it, is that when Congress speaks clearly, defines something clearly, and proscribes one item in a category of things, that the courts are not free to extend the statute to cover other items in that category of things. At least they're not free to do that unless there's an absurd result. There really is no absurd result here. And the reasons for that lie, you have to go back to Section 841B, which is, as I've said, is the pertinent statute. THC, or tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, is covered by subsection C of this statute. No question about it. Congress provided up to a 20-year penalty for a first offense of distributing tetrahydrocannabinol. However, subsection D is the provision carrying just a 5-year penalty under which Mr. Santapaw is charged.
What are these other species you're talking about?
Cannabis sativa is the one the statute identifies. Cannabis indica, Cannabis ruderalis.
Where did you get that from?
Where did I with all due respect, I'd be incriminated if I myself if I suggested that I had
gotten. Where did you get those? Where in the record is the different species of cannabis?
I referred to them.
How do I know there are multiple species of cannabis?
On this record?
Yes.
By
your say so?
Well, no, by the cross-examination of the state crime lab chemist, and by my say so in the sense of my argument.
I didn't see in your brief where you indicated where you had gotten this, your botanical knowledge from.
I don't think I did say where I'd gotten my limited botanical knowledge from. The scientific literature suggests.
Well, where's the scientific literature? Do you cite it, or do we have to go look at it ourselves?
I do not cite it, other than such as Walton cites Chief Judge Bazelon's opinion in Walton. I do not cite it. And I will say, Your Honor,
if you want us to change the law, shouldn't you make an effort really to convince us that there are these multiple species and that they're distinguishable from each other? What if they're not distinguishable?
If they're not distinguishable, then scientifically they would not be separate species.
Well, I don't know. Are these sexual plants?
Yes. They're
so the different species are don't interbreed. Is that what you're saying?
I,
you know, there's actually a debate
I
in biology as to what species are. Now, when you have sexual reproduction, the usual understanding of a species is that it's something that interbreeds, you know, within,
right.
Its members interbreed. That's a species. But doesn't interbreed with other, so the different breeds of dog are species, but they're different species from cats. So is that the sense in which there are multiple species of cannabis?
The specific answer to the court's question is I do not know. I know that.
Well, I don't know. If you ask, if you want us to overrule a dozen cases, why don't you at least provide us with the essential information on which your case rests?
I think the essential information is the statute, Your Honor. And the statute refers to one species.
Well, you say one species. I don't even know if there are multiple species. Maybe they're like the different breeds of dogs.
Well, and again, be candid. Why don't you present
the science? I mean, you're trying to make a case that this Congress was not talking about the genus. They were talking about the species. What if, when they passed the statute, the genus, maybe they didn't know there were multiple species, so it was always referred to as Cannabis sativa L.
Well,
how do we know that wasn't the name of the genus back then?
Because in the Linnaean taxonomy, cannabis...
What's this Linnaean taxonomy? I mean, where is it?
It's in the statute. The L after sativa refers to the Linnaean system. Cannabis is the genus. Sativa is the species. L refers.
And how do we know that there were other species then, or even that there are now?
Again, there remains some scientific debate.
Do you know there were other species back then? What if there was just one species?
Back then, the issue in the scientific community has been whether there.
Well, you talk about that, but you don't provide us with any actual references to the scientific literature.
I don't. That I did not. Judge Bazelon did in Walton.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well. To me, 1975.
Well, that's more than a quarter century ago, so maybe science has learned something about cannabis since then.
Yes. And I, of course, have researched that. I did not cite it in the brief.
Do we have a case post-Walton challenging the underlying assumption of Walton there being no reliable biochemical or spectrographic method for distinguishing between the various species? Do we have any case law?
No. I am not aware of it. I can tell you that in my research, the literature talks about morphological differences, not spectrographic separation differences between the possible species of marijuana. But again, the argument really rests on the statute being very clear in having selected a species, and the government then having an obligation, if this 11 grams of marijuana really needed to come to federal court, to adhere to, apply, and read the federal statute. And that's, you know, that's the gist of the argument.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Strang. Ms. Cody?
May it please the court, good morning. It's a privilege to be before you for the very first time. For the most part, I'm content to rest my argument on the brief and on Judge Griesbach's opinion. That's particularly
true. So how do you explain why Congress mentioned only this one species?
Your Honor, I don't dispute Mr. Strang's scientific assumptions, but I
note... That wasn't my question.
I'll try to answer Your Honor's question. I note that they are the scientific assumptions of the year 2004. At the time this definition was adopted, it was actually in 1937 in tax legislation. That definition was carried over in the Controlled Substances Act of 1970, and at neither point in time did the scientific community understand that marijuana was polytypic, i.e. having more than one species. And it's for that very reason that the government asserts that the plain meaning rule should not apply in this case.
Well, did marijuana always have multiple species, or is this a new development, mutations, or the way people grow it, or something like that, or, you know, hybridization or something?
I wouldn't want to surmise, Your Honor. I think the answer is yes, it's always had multiple species, but the scientific understanding in 1937, certainly, as noted in Mahanias' case from the First Circuit, the scientific understanding in 1937, I believe, was that Cannabis indica was somehow derived from or a subset of the species Sativa L. There's testimony cited in that case from the Commissioner of Narcotics. And the Walton case is also fairly detailed with respect to Congress's understanding of the term in 1937. Many of the cases, and I note that there are many, simply adopt the reasoning of Walton, as this court did in Lupo. So I would invite the court, if it's interested in a more detailed discussion, to look at Hanias and to look at Walton. I would suggest that the court may want to approach this appeal by asking, is this a case in which the plain meaning rule of statutory construction ought to apply? The court has consistently recognized a limitation upon the plain meaning rule. In fact, as recently as last week in Thomas versus law firm of Simpson and Sybach, the court reaffirmed the principle that a statute should not be interpreted literally if doing so would yield an absurd result or a result plainly contrary to the intention of the drafters. I've spoken a little bit about the intention of the drafters in 1937. In my opinion, the absurd result that would flow from Mr. Strang's literal construction of the statute is that federal law would prohibit one species of marijuana containing THC, but would not prohibit other species containing the same active ingredient.
Might have quite an exodus from the prisons, would really relieve prison overcrowding if all the people convicted for marijuana offenses were let out. But you probably don't consider that a plus.
No, Your Honor, the government would not consider that a plus. And as noted in our brief, the construction of the statute proffered by Mr. Strang would also invite numerous constitutional challenges. You may be alluding to that.
Right. Yeah, because it would mean people had been convicted under it without proof of the essential element of the crime.
Sure, and we want people to be able to conform their conduct to the law, and if there's confusion about species and there's no reliable spectrographic test for distinguishing among the species, how can we expect people in the general population to understand what is forbidden and what is not forbidden. Unless the panel has any further questions, that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Skolnick. And Mr. Stein.
I think I have no time, but...
You may have a minute.
I offer to submit a supplemental letter under Rule 20HA if that would address the court's concern about the scientific literature.
No, no, not necessary as far as I'm concerned.
All right. As to absurdity, again, the psychoactive ingredient in any form of cannabis remains controlled under federal law.
Isn't that a separate prohibition, though, designed for synthetics?
I think so. The synthetic form of THC, dronabinol, is scheduled in Schedule 3, and then Schedule 1 simply lists tetrahydrocannabinol separately. The guidelines speak of either organic THC or synthetic THC in the equivalency table to marijuana. I know of no reason that subsection C could not be used to prosecute.
Well, but it would also be for a situation where someone extracted the THC from marijuana. I don't know if it can be synthesized, but either synthesized or it's extracted. But that's a separate product from marijuana.
But I know of no reason that would limit subsection C to that, since it speaks of mixtures or substances containing the controlled substance. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Stang. Thanks to all counsel. The case is taken under advisement.